Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. This is the Voice of Yahweh Radio Ministries with Pastor Evangelist Barbara Lynch. We're going to be sharing some very special prophetic words that have occurred from September the 8th to September the 15th. It's approximately four prophetic words that we feel are vital for the body of Christ at this given time. We want you to pay attention to each and every word and listen and get it into your spirit, because these are things that you're going to be needing in order to go to the next level in Jesus Christ. We pray that you're blessed and that you receive the deepness of what God is saying to you in this hour.
Children, I am in your midst this night. Will you please believe me? Will you please understand that I have come to visit and I'm going to stay? I'm not going anywhere. I have opened up a window of heaven over this place, and no one can close it. I am going forth and to do the mighty works that I have been speaking about. And I so desire that each and every one of you go with me. I love you. I cannot make you believe that, but I love you. And yes, I was with you through the storms. And yes, I allowed them to happen. But it was to build character, little ones. It was to strengthen you for what lies ahead, because you have no idea what is going to be coming upon this earth. And if I hadn't strengthened you now, you will not make it in the days ahead. Turn your eyes upon me totally and completely, and know that I, the Lord thy God, that I am with you, and I will never leave you nor forsake you. I stand over you at times and I weep because I see how you are depressed and how you so want to quit and you hang your head so low. That does not need to take place because I have given you the richness of all heavenly things, and I have brought myself to you over and over again and spoken nothing but good words into your life. I have encouraged. I have done all I can do, but please believe that I have been in your midst this night. I have wiped the slates clean, and I have said, get rid of your religion and walk in the Spirit, for Spirit is calling to Spirit, and that's the only way it's going to work. I am that I am, and I have surely visited this place this day. Think it not a strange thing, my little ones, that I have moved this way this morning because there were certain things I had to accomplish. There was some doubt and unbelief that I had to erase. And there were some that can't quite believe that I am a father who loves and who speaks to his children. I want each and every one of you to know here this day that this is the hour that I have chosen for each and every one of you to hear my voice, to let you feel my arms of love and compassion around about you. Do not fear anything that comes your way from this day forth, for I have placed a hedge of protection around about you, and the enemy cannot destroy any longer. He has destroyed all that he can destroy, but I have also commanded him to return back 100-fold everything that he stole from you. This is truly receiving time. This is truly miracle working time. Take your stance in me this day and never allow anyone to take your eyes off of me. I am Jehovah Jireh. I never fail my children. I am always right there by your side. I listen to every word that you think And every word that you say, whether positive or negative, I hear it. And I am saying to you, I so desire for you to talk to me and for you to hear my voice and to hear my answers. And they won't be as man speaks. I don't speak as man speaks, for I am God. I will tell you the truth. I will not tell you a half-truth. Come. Come, all you who have been laboring and heavy laden. Come and let me give you rest and let me give you peace. Let me take that yoke that you're carrying off of you this morning and let me give you my yoke, because my yoke is light. It is not burdensome. Come unto me, all you who are heavy laden this day. I'm calling, and I am willing, and I'm asking you, lay it all down at your feet. Let me scatter it to the four winds where you will never, ever see it ever again. Precious sheep, my little lambs, but I tell you this, I am your provider. I am the author and finisher of your life, and I will not leave you nor forsake you. I have you securely in the palms of my hands. I have you engraved in the palms of my hands, and the enemy cannot have you. Whatever you have need of, I am more than willing to supply that need. I am truly your sufficiency. I am your heavenly Father, and I love you, and I provide for my own. I do not want you to be beggars. I want you to be those who prosper in all things, and I want you to be those that others can run into as they see you walk in total and complete faith and receive all that you have need of. I am the good teacher, and I have been teaching you of my ways, and I have been teaching you how you should walk in my ways. Now, what are you going to do with these teachings? I want to prosper each and every one of you in this house this night. You took the time and you came out and you sat at my table. Now I want to prosper you. Your faith must reach a new level tonight for you to walk into this prosperity that I want to give you. And what I'm seeing in the spirit realm is a shower of blessings that God wants to place upon each and every one of you. And as I see you walking up to the altar, walk up to the altar right now and raise your hands and receive the abundance of prosperity that God wants to drop on you tonight. And when you come expecting miracles to happen in your life. Don't come empty-handed. Come with your faith, full-blown faith, knowing and believing that God is able to do what he has spoken tonight. Thank you, Father. I'm just hearing God say right now to each one of you, you are in a brand new time frame, a brand new era. The old era has passed away and you're in a brand new time frame. And he's saying, don't try to do what you used to do because it's not going to work. In this new time frame that we're in, God wants to lead God and direct us. And he wants us to forget about the old time frame because it will not work today. So what you're used to isn't going to work. Trust him with every fiber of your being and know that he is God and that he brought you this far, and he's going to continue to lead God and direct you in this new time frame, and you will not be walk in confusion and you will not be lost, but he will bring you through totally to total and complete victory in every area of your life.
We want you to take this podcast and really let it sink into your spirit, man. These prophetic words came under such heavy and powerful anointings over the course of 3 services. We know that God is doing something different, and he's has caused a shift to take place already. If you're not discerning, if you're not wise, you're going to miss what God is trying to do. We don't want you to do that. Take these words that were shared just now and really get them into your spirit. Be blessed.